This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got some terrific fishing at each of Illinois' three core lakes, as well as our own local waters. Also, it's time to think waterfowl hunting, believe it or not. And we'll be talking a little bit about the upcoming bow fishing championship to be held. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, waterfowl hunters are encouraged to mark their calendars for the upcoming waterfowl hunting blind sight random drawings to be held at several public hunting areas around Illinois and Mississippi River confluence in Illinois. On this will be held June 1st. The June 1st drawings are for the hunting areas on the Mississippi River State Fish and Wildlife Area and for Horseshoe Lake State Park in Madison County. Duck and goose hunters must register in person between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. for waterfowl blind drawings and must be present for the drawing. These will be held at each location designated immediately after the registration period to claim their blind sights. Mail-in registrations are not accepted, and the blind allocations are for 3 years. Now, to participate in the drawing, applicants must present a 2013 or 2014 Illinois hunting or sportsman's combination license, as well as a 2013 or 14 Illinois migratory waterfowl stamp at the time of registration, unless they're exempt by law. Applicants must be at least 16 years of age by the date of the drawing, and applicants needing to purchase new licenses and stamps should do so prior to the drawing. Most blind drawing locations will not have license sales available. The licenses and stamps are available at any DNR direct license permit vendor or through the DNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. Now, registrants are no longer required to possess a valid Illinois firearm owner's identification card from the Illinois State Police to participate in these drawings. Also, in order to be eligible applicant for the drawing, the participant may not, at the time of the drawing, have his or her hunting privileges suspended or revoked by the IDNR or any other jurisdiction. Out-of-state residents must have the same licensing requirements and migratory waterfowl stamps. Now, some of these blinds that are going to be up for grabs are at Horseshoe State Lake State Park, Mississippi River State Fish and Wildlife Area, Batchtown and nearby Mississippi River Blinds, the Calhoun Point and Illinois River Blinds, Fuller Lake, the Glades, 12 Mile Island, Godar Diamond, Halbow Slough, Piasaw Landing, Red's Landing, Riprap Landing, and Stump Lake. So there's a lot of blinds there and some pretty good ones as well. And as we mentioned, it's time to think bow fishing. The Bow Fishing Association of Illinois, in cooperation with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, will host the annual Director's Shoot Interlock State Bow Fishing Championships, and these will be held July 19th and 20th on the Illinois River at Starved Rock State Park near Utica. The daytime portion of the tournament will be held from 5 a.m. until 2 p.m. July 19th and will consist of a daytime championship and an invasive numbers competition and many big and small fish competitions. The nighttime fishing championships start at 8 p.m. on July 19th and end at 5 a.m. on July 20th and will consist of 30 weight championship and invasive number competition. The tournament has a popular midsummer event for bow fishing anglers and has helped remove tens of thousands of invasive Asian carp from the Illinois River each year. The Big Six will have a minimum of 1,000 payout, and there will be many great prizes for fish competitions, including bows, Texas bow fishing trips, tech gift cards, and much more. The entry fee for the event is only $30 per participant, which includes a free lunch between shoots and an array of door prizes. So lots of things happening there. You can find out more by checking the IllinoisBowfishing.net. That's IllinoisBowfishing.net on the internet, and there'll be more information there. And when it comes to fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs, spring has definitely arrived. The bite is good, and we got a number of great species providing some terrific action right now. At Wren Lake, the crappie bite has been terrific. Spawning fish are being caught in the buckbrush. Wren Lake has hundreds of miles of buckbrush on its shorelines. Not all of it holds spawning fish, but most of it does. Some of the areas that are producing fish are in the Jackie Branch Neck, the Sandusky Neck, the South Markham Neck, the Gun Creek area. This time of year, a minnow slipped under a are placed under a slip bobber about 18 inches deep is working very well, but they can also be caught on jigs. Also at Wren, the catfish bite is really good in creeks feeding the lake and at the mouths of creeks where it opens up into the lake. Recent rains have made the creeks flow and stir things up. Catfish are feeding heavily in these creeks, and some fish are moving shallow to spawn. The fish can be caught in about any neck in front of the buckbrush. And in the bass fishing action, they've moved shallow now. Many bass are being caught in 1 to 4 feet of water. They're in the buckbrush spawning. Flipping plastics out in front of the bushes will provide good action on these fish. Black and blue jigs are always an all-time favorite on Rend, and big bass in recent tournaments have been around 7 pounds, so lots of good action on the largemouth bass side. And the bluegill bite, they're also moving shallow and being caught in the back of some of the necks. The bluegill bite is still a bit early, but red wigglers in the backs of the coves will catch some fish. So right now, just about all the species are going good at Rend. At Carlisle Lake, in the main lake, catfish are rated fair. We're starting to see a few catfish coming from the lake, but most of the action right now is still crappie, which are rated excellent. They're coming from the rocks, being caught right off the bank in about 6 inches to a foot deep. The white bass, they're not turned on yet. Action in the lake is poor, not seeing a lot of action from the white bass yet. The whites, however, are active in the spillway area. And as we said, in the spillway area, white bass are rated very good. They've been very active in recent weeks. And the catfish bite, also in the spillway, rated good. Catfish are being caught on nightcrawler shrimp and starting to get some action with cheese baits. The crappie bite in the spillway rated very good. Some very nice crappie coming from the river right now. Minnows are tube jigs producing most of these fish. And the sauger bite, also rated good in the river. Seeing a lot of action on the sauger during this past week. Not all are keepers, but are seeing good numbers of these fish, and you can put together a nice stringer of keepers. And Lake Shelbyville, the lake is slowly rising, currently at somewhere around 597, 598 above sea level. As things continue, the remaining 3 feet will go up. We'll be out there and look for good action during the next few weeks. The water temps are anywhere from 60 to the south end to 65 on the north end. The crappie spawn is in full swing up on the north end. They're catching some of the better fish on jigs, but tons more on minnows. The males are coal black with their spawning colors and are hungry. They're getting limits of fish in less than 2 and 3 hours. So lots of good things happening on the crappie side. A couple patterns working here. One is the drift minnows over shallow spawning areas on the main lake that gets a lot of wind. You need the wind to move the slip bobbers. The crappie want your bait moving. The second way to catch these fish is to fish the ledges for fish moving up from the deeper water using a 1/4 ounce jig. Once you find some deep wood on the ledge, set up some slip bobbers and minnows and drift them over the ledge about 11 to 15 feet deep. You'll be catching them on both minnows and jigs. The fish are staged to come up to the bank on the south end, and just about the time the north end is done, the south end will get hopping, so there's a crappie bite going on almost constantly. Lots of good things happening there. The largemouth bass, they're moving in as well. We're seeing these fish on the moving into the shallows, getting ready to spawn, or some are even spawning now. And the walleye bite, not all that strong yet. Next month is typically the walleye month at Lake Shelbyville. But we do have plenty of good fishing to report, and all three lakes providing some action for at least a couple species. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.